Jack and Jules here for your Power Brekkie Happy Wednesday.
One of those early podcasts, the crime ones, that went viral many years ago was Teacher's Pet.
Teacher's Pet. Now, you've kind of filled me in a bit about this, but Jules, quick overview of the podcast.
So it's basically about Lynn and Chris Dawson and the disappearance of Lynn in 1982.
Many, many decades ago.
Yes. So as a true crime podcast happen, they delve into what has happened. Have the police missed any details or anything? That was in 2018 when it was released.
Okay, a few years back.
Yep. In 2019, it was removed from all downloads. Like, it was one of the most listened to podcasts in the world.
Oh, wow. That's good on them.
True crime podcast in the world.
Yeah.
Yep. So in 2019, in April, they took it off because they said, "We're the police have heard some of the stuff in this and they're going to reopen the case."
Wow, a podcast helped reopen a case which has kind of now come to a bit of an end.
Yes, well, that's it. Chris Dawson, the husband, has been found guilty of murdering his wife.
He's been locked up, baby.
40 years.
40 years!
After she went missing.
That's a huge lifetime.
Because the judge has said, you know what, just going over everything he said, is there's lies everywhere.
Yeah.
There's plot holes and there's lies. And he said, you know, he dropped her off to go shopping and they were going to meet up at the baths and she rang him later. And it just seemed very odd that she would ditch her whole friends and family, not saying a word.
Just leave.
Especially when she was so close with her children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the fact that she supposedly only contacted
him. Yeah.
Which is kind of like red flag.
Why wouldn't you contact your mum and dad?
Yeah.
And her mum was tireless in looking for her. Apparently she spent like days and weeks looking along the beaches where she supposedly was last seen.
Yeah, see that's the void that just can't be filled. And I've never experienced, that in my world other than just kind of natural deaths. But the fact that unknown, I think, would just be so terrible to know, oh, my gosh, where is this person?
Ongoing grief, isn't it?
It's ongoing. There's no closure.
I mean, maybe the family will get some now, but what an awful situation. And to have to wait 40 years to get that.
Yeah. Moral of the story, don't murder people.
Well, yeah, that's the
just
big one.
Like, her parents, what takes you to that point, honestly?
I imagine her parents are even alive anymore.
Probably long
gone.
So they
probably never got that closure.
Yes, that's rough. 40 years on and now he's going to rot in jail where he belongs. You murdering Newtown Jets rugby. I don't even think they have the Jets anymore. Don't even think it's a rugby league team.
It's probably called
something different.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, it's an old team. I'm pretty sure it's called something different now. But you bastard. Rot in jail.
Podcast,
podcasts. Jules, maybe we need to get on the true crime
podcast.
Anything gnarly happened in Ballarat, we could just do like the Ballarat crime cast.
There's some seedy stuff that's happened over the years.
Hey, watch this space. It's Jack and Jules here for your Power Brekkie.